Boston's number one fantasy sports show. It's the Wagner Wire, presented by Audiovisual Consultations.
Was hour number two classy? I don't know. I think it was pretty classy. Anyways, we got a lot to break down, a lot of fantasy sports talk to get down. We got the best signature segment of Who Do You Love? That's going to be firing off here in just a couple of minutes. But Sammy, we got to give them what they know. Let's crank it up a bit, baby. Ha! 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 Oh, this H-E-B cola! That's what we're calling it here. Coca-Cola, it's H-E-B Cola. I do got the authentic Sprite here, though, Sammy. That's giving me my sugar. Sugar in the veins. Sugar in the veins. All right, every hour brought to you by Tom McKay and Audiovisual Consultations. Setting the standard in audiovisual automation. Over the past 31 years, that's right. Tom McKay and his crew, they've been doing the business for you. 512-255-8678, abconsultations.com. About that time, Sammy. We're going to turn it down just a little bit. Man, it's you know, like we've been talking about, man, and we're in the Christmas spirit. It's festive, joyous celebrations, right? That's usually what happens in December. That's I didn't have a minute to spare. As soon as Thanksgiving dinner was done, I couldn't even get the lemon meringue pie down. I had to pull out the Christmas tree. It was already happened. We have two trees.
Why, bro?
She likes one for display in the front room, and then we have
the other one's the beaten tree.
Yeah, the one the one that has sections of it missing, you know, sections of the lights missing, you know what I mean? It's just, you have one for display that looks pretty in the window and everything, and then one Charlie Brown Christmas tree, it goes in the corner, and that's where all the gifts go under. That's how we do it.
You blown any breakers this year?
No, not Clark W. Griswold. By the way, I gotta turn my breakers off one of those ring camera doorbell things.
Yeah.
So I got to turn it off and wire it to the house. We've had some package pirates.
Nuh-uh. What?
Yep. Yeah.
What'd you get jacked?
I don't know. I think it was my wife's medicine, actually, which kind of sucks. It really sucks. I don't know what they're going to do with that medicine, but it's what she uses for rheumatoid arthritis, so... They're needles and shots, so I don't know what they plan to do.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
It just kind of sucks.
Well, if it starts with an oxy, somebody's having fun with it.
Well, no, it's nothing like that. But and how I found out about it is my neighbor. Like, my neighbor has one, and he saw, I guess, the frequent, you know, you can record it, how it works. You know, I haven't hooked mine up yet, but you can tune into it live, but you can also share it with your neighborhood or whoever's around your neighborhood that has the app as well. Which, that's pretty cool, but also, you know how I feel about Big Brother.
Yeah.
I don't like people watching me. But anyways, I mean, for this type of, I guess, situation, I guess it's justified, right?
It seems
like safety here, but I just don't like thieves. I don't like it, especially like when my wife needs medicine like this. You should not be doing it.
I've thought multiple times about how glad I am that these things didn't exist, like, while I was at sneaking out age. Because now there's, like, video evidence. Like, Reed is screwed, bro.
Oh, yeah. Your
phone's going to ding.
So I was talking, we were, like, that, going over something like that last night, right? Like, he was telling me he was going somewhere, but he had turned his location sharing off. And I'm like, okay, you're obviously doing something you're not supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
But it happened to be just like a glitch with the phone where it wasn't showing me his location, but he was definitely sharing it because Katie was seeing his device being shared. So
okay.
I overreacted and did what dads do and, where are you?
I'm going to disconnect your phone.
Bro, I'm at Whataburger. Chill. First off, I'm dad. I'm not pro. But anyways, but no, technology's great when it works, but. Anyways, like Reed's not getting away with anything, but my neighbor was the one that, you know, brought this to my attention, and I was just like, man, this kind of sucks. Like, and it's not that I don't feel that victimized about it, but I just don't like people getting my stuff. You know, I don't like people getting anybody's stuff. I don't like thieves. I just don't like thieves. It's one of the most cringeworthiest things in my life is to be around a thief. I just can't stand them.
How often are you around thieves, bro? Are you in the guild? What's happening?
No, I'm not in the thieves guild. I left that guild and went to the the mother's. What was it in Skyrim?
Oh,
Brotherhood
of not evil. I know what you're talking
darkness
about. Yeah,
like
the red people.
Yeah,
they were all wore red and everything.
The red gowns, red coats. Yeah, yeah. I left the thieves guild and went over to to the assassins and killed that one weird dude. Anyways, I love them. Two trees. Yes, we do. We do definitely have two trees. It's not Big Brother. That's community. Okay. All right. So we got some. That's community policing and working with your neighbors to keep your neighborhood safe. Just get the app, dude. Right on. Yeah, but I mean, right? Like, I don't want people taking stuff off of anybody's porch, not just mine. You know what I mean? And I do, like, and you've heard me say this before on the show, like, I believe that the neighborhood extends, or your house extends further than your grass or your property. Like, your house is your neighborhood. And if everybody, just like that texter said, if everybody does community policing, I mean, it's kind of taking care of your own. I mean, the police can't be there all the time to protect and serve. That, you know, there's just too much going on. But yeah, that's one of those things that really gets under my skin. And I'm sorry, we kind of like burned the segment. Like, I know we got to get into this, but that's just one. Yeah, definitely hooking up my ring thing because we had a porch pirate about two nights ago. Don't do that. Just be better than that. Like, there's people that rely on these packages, and I know this is the time of year for people to be going and getting that, and definitely being on the lookout and being more vigilant for porch pirates. But I mean, some of them's not gifts, buddy. Some of them's medicine that people, you know, rely on.
When you should be using your Marine training, bro. You should be standing there, you know, all camouflaged and whatnot.
I can't do that.
Why?
Because I'm afraid of the reaction I'll have.
What?
I might not be.
Drop down from the ceiling, catch them off guard.
I don't know. I don't know my limitations. I don't know if I'd be able to stop.
Really? Damn, bro. Yeah, all right.
That's why there's not a gun in the house.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm saying that's dead honest. I don't know, man. I try and not put myself in bad situations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, somebody comes to my house, I already have the advantage.
I hope you're
strapped, man, because I got the advantage. I'm just gonna let you know. All right, let's get back. Oh, you know what, man? Let's hit the signature segment, and then I know we only got time for the prima donnas real quick, and then we'll continue it on the other side of it with the rock toters and the divas there. Let's get into the quarterbacks there. Who do you love?
Who do you love?
Oh, it's the Queen's thing.
It's a Queen's thing, baby.
All right, just looking at some college scoreboards and college news. But in the background behind me, I guess OU is trying to finalize his deal with Will Venables. Rightfully so. I mean, this guy's been a great defensive coordinator for the past couple of years, almost a decade. But I mean, especially just over the past 3 or 4 years, he's been doing great stuff there. You'd like to think that maybe it's his time to get a shot. Maybe he actually gets it. Head coaching position. Does he wind up in OU? And what about these rumors of Gary Patterson coming to Texas? How about that? Would he actually come to Austin? I thought he had so much disdain for Austin that didn't want to step foot, or just Texas rather, that he didn't want to step foot here. We'll see about that. Make sure you tune into InsideTexas.com to get all your rumors about the coaching carousel right now in the land of college football. It's wild, man. It's big. You ever been broken up with by a text, Sam?
By a text?
A text message?
I don't think anyone has ever been that heartless.
Brian
to
Kelly.
Me, at least.
Oh, Brian Kelly was. That's how he broke up with his team, let his team know that he was leaving.
That's brutal, bro.
That's just awful. Classless. And then guy puts on a full fake accent when he's heading down to LSU there. So, oh, man, I question a lot of these coaches' character. And you know what? And this is going to be my last rant, and then we'll get into fantasy football. But this is why, if you're a student athlete, if you're a football player or wherever, you don't go to your college, your institution of higher learning for the coach. Because the coach, he says he cares about you, but, I mean, does he? I mean, seriously, does he? Sure, to an extent, but, I mean, it's a business. And if the coach can leave at a moment's notice, I don't know, I just don't think you put that much invested stock or interest into the coach. Especially if he's willing to not give you the courtesy of at least looking at you face-to-face and saying, hey, this relationship's done. I'm over. In the Lincoln Riley situation, like, the dude was in somebody's living room a week ago saying, you know, some of the same quotes that he was saying at the podium at USC. So, or at least that's what I'm hearing on Twitter from some of his recent players. Take it with a grain of salt, whatever it is. Twitter is, of course, the end-all, be-all for everything known. We know that. It's social media. Everything happens on social media. It's definitely happening in true fashion, right? Sure. All right, let's get into it. The prima donnas of today. Ooh, it's a tough slate for quarterbacks. What are you liking here in terms of the, I guess, the rifle slingers? I got to tell you, for good, better, best, 6,000, you can get Derek Carr. Derek Carr going up against the Washington football team. This was tip of the week, Wide and Wire tip of the week. It's boding well for you. They are last in the league at allowing points to quarterbacks, and they are 30th in the league at yielding yards through the air. 266.6 yards through the air. 28th in the NFL at allowing points per game. 25.5. Look, I mean, Derek Carr over the past 3 weeks, pretty consistent, except for week 11 where he had 10.5 points, but 13.5, 19.2, then that 10.5 week, and then 24. All right, now he's got a ceiling of 28 rather. And that was against Baltimore in week 1. Going up against Washington without Chase Young, without, you know, some of the dynamic defensive front line that we thought that this defense would be known for, I think it's a really good matchup for Derek Carr. I think rolling him out at 6,000, I think it allows you to put decent running backs, decent wide receivers into your roster, running back like Jonathan Taylor, who's been going off. Also, you'd be remiss not to put in Tom Brady, right? Or we'd be remiss not to talk about Tom Brady. 7,200, you're taking a nice $1,200 jump up here in terms of budget, but Tom Brady going up against the Atlanta Falcons, who we just know they're terrible. 26th in the NFL at allowing points to quarterbacks. And then through the air, they're kind of pedestrian, rather. You know, 236, almost 237 yards of the yield through the air. But they're just atrocious in points allowed. And what, almost 26 points that they're allowing up. That's almost last 30th in the NFL. I think Brady's going to exploit that. Fournette went off, had 4 touchdowns last week. Good chance that if you're looking for a little bit of a running back on a discount, running back on a budget, maybe roster up a little Gio Bernard if you need some type of salary relief, because there's a good chance that Tom Brady just starts carving this team up. He's always been able to destroy Atlanta. I mean, we know the he's owned Atlanta since he's been at Tampa Bay, but we know the Super Bowl debacle that Atlanta had against New England, 24-3. Brady at the helm of that. I think Brady's got a really good matchup going up against Atlanta. Also, I like Matt Stafford. Now, here's the thing, right? Jacksonville on defense doesn't allow that many points. Statistically, doesn't allow that many points to quarterbacks. They're 8th in the league at allowing that.
But from a match, I mean, Stafford coming off a nice 27-point game last week and then doing tremendous work over the past season. We know that. 12th. This is another guy that was 12th. You drafted him 12th in most leagues, right? Or at least if you listed the wide wire in terms of redraft leagues, you drafted him 12th in the 12th round. But coming into DFS today, going up against Jacksonville, who yields 360 yards total. That's 20th in the NFL. And then points per game, they're 24th. Almost 25, 24.6. I like Matt Stafford because they're not too much of a doormat on defense to where LA is going to run away with this thing. I still think that Jacksonville is going to be able to make it somewhat kind of a game to where Matt Stafford won't be benched at halftime. You're only paying $100 more for Brady, but the thing with Stafford and Brady, I think that the game could be well in hand between Tampa Bay and Atlanta by halftime that Brady gets his 28 to 30 points and he's done. Not that that's a bad day. 30 points is a great day, but still, you'd like to have a quarterback that's playing, the full length of the game in terms of just a half. Anyways, all right, that's the quarterbacks. When we get back from the other side, from the break, we'll talk about your running backs and your wide receivers that you need going into this week. It's the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. Stream it live at hornfm.com.
To the Wagner Wire. Here's Wags.
I love you guys so much. You guys got the best questions in the world, but sometimes I like to use my break so I can address my lineups too. That is some of the problem when you do this show solo, Sammy. You're working on your lineups too, so sometimes I like to deflect my questions to Justin sometimes so that he can answer a little bit.
Yeah, the people don't hear the clicking and clacking when you shut the mic off while, other people are...
You got the Specs text line coming in, then you got the Twitter line coming in. You're trying to answer all these questions. But anyways, man, let's get back into, the good, better, best version. Oh, who do you love? Yes. All right, so quarterback, I'm going to go ahead and roster up Derek Carr. Yeah, I like Derek Carr. I like those numbers. Okay, running back. Who are we doing? Hopkins. Ooh, we got to get Hopkins. See what I'm talking about? I got Nuke Hopkins in my lineup. Like he's going to get some snaps today, but he's not going to get a full payload. Got to supplement that. Got to get that out of there. All right. So how do I do this? Well, from a opportunity standpoint, sorry, I'm distracted. They're making the case for number one right now behind us, Alabama or Michigan. I really want to see this. I'll tune into it later. I'm sorry. It's compelling stuff. I wish we could put it up on the board, but we can't. All right, Saquon Barkley. I'm rolling him out, even though Glennon's going to be playing. Mike Glennon, let me ask you guys this. If you're Freddie Kitchens, are you putting all, the appliances in the sink, the kitchen sink, in the hands of Mike Glennon? Are you? No. You're going to put it into your running back, right? Even though they're going to stack eight in the box, sure. You're probably going to give Saquon Barkley as much touches as possible, or targets as possible. Glennon in the check down, situations could be hitting Barkley rather frequently. Especially against this fish defense, that's pretty damn good. All right, they're ninth in the league at allowing points to running backs. That doesn't bode so well for Barkley, but in terms of opportunities, that's what I'm talking about. I feel like with Glennon there back at the helm, regardless of eight in the box or not, Barkley's going to get his touches. And to me, touches equals opportunity, and I think that has a chance to transition into high fantasy point produce for you today. At 6,300, I'm taking the risk because the ceiling could be 35 to 40 points with Barkley. We know that. Joe Mixon. Now, in the terms of good, better, best version, I like Joe Mixon next. Joe Mixon against the LA Chargers, who yield what? 145 yards on the ground each week. That is the worst in the NFL. 32nd in the NFL. They're also 27th in terms of allowing points to running backs. Yeah. I know he's expensive. 8,100 and rightfully so. And he's been going off to like 35 points, 27 points. But and then week 10 didn't play. Week 9, 28. Week 8, 25. Then had a little bit of anomaly at 12 points in week 7, but then another 26-point game in week 6. Joe Mixon has been producing consistently this year. Now, I know Chris Sweet came on in the first hour and said, pump the brakes on it a little bit because there's been a battle of attrition. But still, regardless of the battle of attrition, these numbers don't lie. Mixon produces. You just got to pay a pretty penny for him. He's got a really good offense around him now. It's a very prolific and high-scoring offense. And he's taking advantage of that. It's playing benefits to him. I think going up against the Chargers this week, he's got a really, really good matchup. So it bodes well for you. 8,100, you got to put it into your lineup to roster up. But that's why you budgeted with Derek Carr. You got a quarterback in there for $6,000 to allow you to have a running back as expensive as Joe Mixon. Coupling him with Saquon Barkley at 6,300, that could be a decent play. Now, my best running back that I like so far, it's got to be Jonathan Taylor. Or, I mean, you could go with Austin Eckler, too. I think Austin Eckler has another good matchup going against that Cincinnati defense, but there's something about having two running backs in the same contest for me. I don't know. Just stars don't tend to align at that time, or maybe it's just too many weapons in one game. I don't know. But I like Jonathan Taylor going up against the Texans defense, 22nd in the league at allowing running backs points to running backs. But in terms of running back that's just been consistently getting it done, it's been Jonathan Taylor, and he's also got a ceiling of 56.5. I mean, what's not to love there? It's just the price is probably something that you're sneezing at, right? It's 9,200. How can you afford that? You budget. You get a cheap tight end, you get a cheap wide receiver, you stack Renfro with Derek Carr. 31st in the league, the Texans are at allowing points, 26.5. And then 31st in the league at a yielding yards on the ground, that's 135. Those numbers point and tell you to put Jonathan Taylor into your lineup. And legalize it. If I talk to you into starting Barkley, I really hope. I'm starting. Know this, bro. I'm starting him too. Okay. So if he fails, I'm failing with you. But from a DFS standpoint, the numbers are there. He's going to get the opportunities. So those are the trinity of running backs for me. I like Saquon Barkley. I like Joe Mixon. And I like Jonathan Taylor. Now, again, you're paying up a pricey penny with Jonathan Taylor at 9,200 and then Joe Mixon at 81. You got to budget. You have to budget. Baller on a budget, as Rod Babers likes to say. Wide receivers. Now, I have to do a little bit of some shifting around because I do have Nuke Hopkins in there. I saw the price tag, $6,200. I thought maybe, you know, there's a chance that Nuke can come back and be somewhat healthy. He could be a tremendous value or budget wide receiver. However, it looks like he's going to be on a snap count, snap restrictions. So maybe 10 to 15 snaps. That's not what you want to have in your lineup. So I got to make do with somebody else. We'll hit that at the break. So because I do got to have an audible here. But anyways, I do like Hunter Renfro. We spoke about that just a little bit. For $5,800, you can have Hunter Renfro in there with a stack of Derek Carr. All right, going up against the Washington football team. They're 29th in the league. The Washington football team are 29th in the league at allowing points to wide receivers. We've already talked about how many yards they yield through the air, 266. That's 30th in the NFL. This stack looks well for you guys. This stack looks pretty damn good. The Raiders stack of Derek Carr and Hunter Renfro going up against the Washington football team. All right, we're going to take a break, and on the other side, actually, we can't take a break. Well, we can technically, but yes, we're going to take a break now so I can go ahead and roster up
another wide receiver besides Nuke Hopkins so we can get some good clock management in here and set you up for a long segment coming up in tying a bow on this bag boy. All right, don't go anywhere. It's the Wagner Wire. Load your fantasy football questions. Get them locked in on the Specs text line, 512-337-3776. Tying a bow on this bad boy and getting you set up for the NFL kickoff when we come back.
Now, back to the Wagner Wire.
All right. Crisis averted. Welcome back to the Wagner Wire, 1049, 1019, AM 1260. Streaming live at hornfm.com. Every hour brought to you by Tom McCain Audiovisual Consultations. Over the past 31 years, AV Consultations have been setting the standard in audiovisual automation. 512-255-8678 or avconsultations.com. Go to them today. Look at the gallery of projects that they've done on their website. If you don't have an idea or a clue maybe what you want in your home and your dude's den or your patio or your home theater system in your living room, maybe you'll get an idea then. For me, it's two 50-inch flat-screen televisions, 4K televisions side-by-side with their own individual sound system dedicated to each other so I can watch multiple games at a time. That's right, you can't be in conference championship week and just have one television. You need multiple televisions. Or for my kid, we just upgraded and had a game, you know, a nice upgrade game room, little effect going there in his bedroom there. AV Consultations was able to do that. Or maybe it's a golf simulator for gloomy days or rainy days that you can't get out on the links. 512-255-8678, avconsultations.com. Call them today or go to their website and make sure you get it done. They sponsor the Wagner Wire, and I can't recommend them enough. They just do phenomenal work. Best in the business, man. All right, so let's. I saw the justification, the case for number one between Bama and Michigan. I'm Team Michigan. I'm sorry. I know the committee's going to be all over Bama because they won the SEC. That's just what they do. Fine, Baum, you're not coming to my Thanksgiving or my Christmas dinner. That's for sure. I like Michigan. Give me the steak and milk. You know that guy drinks milk when he eats steak? That's weird. That's weird. That steak alone is filling. You know what I mean? Why do you need milk to fill you up even more? It's a Midwest thing. It's a Michigan thing, huh? Michigan, well, that's the North. Anyways, go blue for number one this year in college football going into the playoffs. Of course, it could all be for naught when, you know, what if Georgia gets ranked fourth? Maybe then I'd be okay with Alabama going one. If Georgia gets four and Alabama gets one, then we see Alabama. I want to see. I want to see Alabama and Georgia immediately, right away. I do want to see Michigan in the championship. I want to see Michigan versus Alabama. I just think I think Alabama and Georgia immediately would be a better tale of the tape than just one game. You got to play them. You got to play two games, especially with these two teams. They're that good. They are that good. All right, let's get back into it. Let's get into our wide receivers. All right, so I had a little bit of a crisis because I had some... With the advent of Kyler Murray coming back this week, I wanted to take a shot and put Nuke Hopkins in there. DeAndre Hopkins, arguably one of the best wide receivers in the league when he's healthy. Even when he's not healthy, he's able to make one-handed catches and just burn defenses. But right now, it looks like he's going to be on a snap count or a restriction. So I'm just not in the business of 10 to 12 snaps. I'd rather take a full payload. And you got a budget anyways, right? And we thought we were able to get DeAndre Hopkins for $6,300, and now we know why we were able to. How about T. Higgins? We talked about Cincinnati having a decent matchup on the ground. Well, not too decent in terms of paper through the air. Now, the Chargers are pretty decent in terms of keeping wide receivers out of the end zone. They're second at only allowing wide receivers points. Doesn't bode well, and they're fifth in the league at yielding yards through the air. Again, does not bode well. What am I thinking here? I'm thinking the flyer mentality, the home run mentality here. Sure, Chase is going to get a lot of the defense, and defense is going to roll double coverage towards Chase. What's it going to do? It could leave T. Higgins wide open over the middle through in the hashes. Again, with Joe Mixon having so much success on the ground, you're going to see those linebackers creep up a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. That safety is going to creep up a little bit more, a little bit more. And all of a sudden, cool man Joe Burrow hits him with that play action, and then T. Higgins just wide open over the middle. That's what I'm seeing. That's what I hope comes to fruition today. I'm not seeing a huge, like, reception type of day for T. Higgins. He's not going to kill you with eight receptions. He's probably going to get 5 to 7 targets, but I'm hoping that he gets that home run ball today. Because I got Joe Mixon in my lineup as well. I already told you the Joe Mixon price tag, $8,100. But that's why we're going for T. Higgins at $5,800. All right. Again, we're budgeting here. I told you a little bit about Renfro as well. Hunter Renfro, we're stacking with Derek Carr because we need the budget. Another wide receiver under $6,000. And that's going to be the theme this week, right? All my wide receivers are under $6,000. Van Jefferson. Again, this is a chip, a chair, and a prayer. I had OBJ in there, but OBJ having a questionable, just a questionable tag. Now, look, he's got a slight knock, right? He's got a slight knock on his hamstring or his thigh. Should not keep him out of the game, but he did not practice this week. And you don't have that good of a rapport with Matt Stafford anyway. As it is, I think you need as many reps as possible with that McVay offense. I'm going to roster up Van Jefferson in place of OBJ. From a distance, 24th in the NFL, the Jacksonville Jaguars are at allowing total points. All right, that's 24.6 points. I think that bodes well for the Rams and company. And then through the air, it's kind of pedestrian, a little bit in terms of just over the middle of the pack. 18th in the league at a yielding yards through the air. 244.5. Now, get the thing with Van Jefferson, he blew up last week, right? 18.3 points coming off of a price tag of $4,900. That price tag bumped up just a little bit, $5,300. But it's the first time in his, first time all season, first time in his career that he's been targeted over 9 times. Or it's received as many targets as he had. Season high in targets. Just hopefully that repeats itself. 9 targets. I mean, before that, 7 targets. Eclipsing 5 targets, but still, 9 to 10 targets is where you want to see Van Jefferson, especially if he's supplementing and replacing Robert Woods. I'm going to take a stab at it. I'm going to throw him in there for $5,300. Again, the Jaguars are 23rd allowing points to wide receivers. I think that bodes well. That's in his favor. And the Jacksonville's not going to get, I don't feel like they're going to get blown out by halftime. Again, this is why I think Stafford should be your selection over Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady, the game's going to be well in hand between Tampa Bay and Atlanta, if you were listening to last segment. And back to Hunter Renfro, just to touch one last recap on that. 24 points last week. Before that, 7.5. So that was kind of the anomaly going up against Cincinnati. But then before that, 17.5, 17.9, and then didn't play in week 8, and then 12.5, or almost 13 points. I mean, besides the 6.6 or 6.5 game that he had in week 6, Renfro's been consistently over 10 points. 13 in week 1, 10.7 in week 2, 18.5 week 3, 16.5 week 4, 11.5 week 6, or week 5 rather, 12.8 in week 7, 17.9, 17.6, 24.6. Carr is being able to come up with a good rapport with Hunter Renfro, and rightfully so. It's out of necessity, right? No Ruggs, rather. And Jacobs and Drake haven't been able to emerge that prominent or strong out of the backfield. I think this is a good matchup for Renfro. Stack that, Carr and Renfro, and then also it allows you to have Joe Mixon and allows you to have Jonathan Taylor in your backfield. You can make it happen. All right, tight ends. Tight end is tough, okay? If you're not going to pay up for your top-tier tight ends, it's really a struggle to find some good value there. Right now, I'm rolling with Jack Doyle. I think Jack Doyle's got a great matchup going against the Texans. The Texans are 27th in the league at allowing points to tight ends, and then they're 31st in the league at allowing points per game, 26.5 each week. And then, they're quite pedestrian through the air, only yielding 242.5 points. That kind of yields to your tight ends, right? If the quarterbacks are going to struggle to get it through the air, they got to look for the tough yardage. Usually the tough yardage comes between the tight ends and the hash marks or the check down with the running back coming out of the backfield. I like Jack Doyle there, 3,300. If you're not going to roster up Jack Doyle, you can get some, I guess, some decent tight ends in there. Walsh talked about Azuma, from Cincinnati. He's got a pretty good matchup going up against the Chargers. The Chargers are 30th in the league at allowing points to tight ends. Burrow has been able to find Azuma pretty well here recently. Actually, the past 2 weeks, not so much, but he exploded in week 7 against Baltimore, and since then, it's kind of been trickling, getting you those tight end numbers there, but does have a really good matchup going against the Chargers today. As we mentioned, you know, we talked about how quarterbacks, if they struggle to get yardage through the air, they could be looking at their tight ends or their checkdowns with their running backs coming out of the backfield. Right now, that's what the Chargers are doing. That's what Joe Burrow is going to be looking at today, because through the air, what the Chargers only yield 204 yards, almost 205 yards, 204.9. That's pretty much 205 yards through the air. So that's tough yardage that Joe Burrow could struggle. Look for him to kind of utilize the tough tools, and the tough tools are the tight ends and Joe Mixon coming out of the backfield. P. Ryan, like we mentioned, Walsh in the second hour, P. Ryan could be a factor being able to come out of that backfield spelling Joe Mixon as well. I don't think you want to take so much of a flyer on that, but I don't know. If you have to budget and P. Ryan is one of those guys you're looking at, it could be a decent factor coming in for Joe Mixon being at 8,100. Okay, another tight end, of course. If you're able to get this guy into your lineup, it's Mike Gesicki, right? I talk about this all the time. And we got your stalwarts out there. Of course, you got Ertz, you got Gronkowski, Kittle down the middle. They're going to have a great game. Waller's out, so if you're struggling in tight end, in terms of tight end, and you have to pivot your tight end in terms of the Raiders, it's looking brutal for you, buddy. It's looking really bad. I'll try to get a better guy for you to substitute Waller for, but right now it just doesn't look like Derek Carr is going to be able to use Moreau as much as you think he's going to do. I don't know. It looks like tough sledding for the tight end spot if you had Waller. It's going to be tough. But anyways, we talked about it. Pitts is going to have a decent week. Kittle's going to have a decent week, but they're not too much affordable, right? The other affordable tight end that I have within my range, because I'm taking too high of running backs this week, I got to go with Mike Gesicki. And we talked about it, right? The Giants, they, for whatever reason it is, and stats don't even have to line up, they just don't cover. They seem to lose the tight end on the field every week. I joke about it. Like Jason Garrett could literally get into the Hall of Fame just off his stats alone on the Giants. However, on paper, the Giants look like they're containing tight ends on paper. They're 14th in the league at allowing tight ends to score, but their defense has been rather stiff through the air lately, all right? They only yield 243 yards through the air each week. That's 17th in the NFL in points. They're a bend but don't break defense, okay? And this is an avid Giants fan that you're talking to. It's the team that I watch. They only yield 22.5 points each week. That's 16th in the NFL. Again, a bend but don't break defense. I think Gesicki exposes that. I think the big fish is going to get in the tight end quite often. I'm maybe 2 touchdowns from the big fish today. I got him in all my leagues. Okay, let's go to the Specs text line real quick before we take a break and get into your defenses of today in your flex position. I'm going to be rostering up probably a expensive defense because I'll have a little bit of a budget. I don't think it's that weak to roll out a $2,300 defense and then hopefully, you know, they get a flyer. There's a good chance that you're going to need defense this week to put you over that hump to get you that Millionaire Maker contest. So potentially starting Mitchell, Ayuk, and Kittle. That's a lot of 49ers. That's a lot of 49ers in your lineup there. Man, that's tough. Seattle's down, though. They're a down defense. I mean, definitely want to be starting Mitchell against Seattle. Their defense is not what it used to be in terms of just dominance, right? And by the way, the Seahawks are 31st in the league at allowing points towards running backs. Mitchell's a good sneaky play in terms of a budget for running backs. They're 6,000. You just never know where Kyle Shanahan's going to go. They're 23rd in the league. The Seahawks are at allowing yards on the ground, 24.9. That's almost 25 yards per game. And then total yardage allowed, they're dead last, almost 400 yards, 399 yards total yardage. What's not to like? If there's anybody that can scheme, especially against one of the worst teams in the league and at defending the run, it's got to be Kyle Shanahan. The guy can whip up any type of scheme on the ground. All right, defense-wise, I'm loving Arizona Cardinals today against Chicago. And we talked about the weather some weather deficiencies there in Chicago as well with the winds. Always the windy city there, that's for sure. But we'll keep an eye on that in terms of inclement weather. Big shout-out to Chris Sweet. Big shout-out to Al Walsh for jumping on and being my guest for today. Sam did a fantastic job hitting me with some blueprint as well, some old Jay-Z coming up. Always great job talking some Christmas gifts. I love it, man. I won't go to Spencer's or Hot Topic. I promise. All right, big shout-out to Chad Hastings, program director here, for allowing this show to be on the air and entertaining you guys. And a big shout-out to our people in our Fairburg, Austin, Texas. Without you guys, man, we wouldn't be the number one show in the city, man. Thank you guys for making it happen each and every week. You guys know the drill. Be careful. Love each other out there. Be kind. And until next week, enjoy the ride.